Greetings, everybody. Welcome to ESETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network. Again, we're all over the place. We're on X, Telegram, Rumble. Just type in ESETI Stargate and boom, you'll be there. But and pass this on too. We want to get this out to as many people. I'm kind of entitling this episode as the world turns, you know, that old soap opera. And but this one's going to be called How the World Twists and Turns. And so it turns out now that the bullet that killed Charlie Kirk did not match the 30-06 rifle allegedly used by the patsy Tyler Robinson, a.k.a. Lee Harvey Oswald 2.0. You know, this is an old playbook, folks. You know, it's don't fall for it. Anyway. You know, Kennedy was also livid about not allowing Israel to have nuclear weapons, and he did not support the CIA's covert operations in other countries. And, you know, he called secret organizations repugnant in a democracy, you know, demanding transparency, including ending the UFO cover-up. You know, any one of these actions would trigger an assassination. So, you know, we need to really pay attention forget about all these Warren commissions and these other investigations, you know. They're just nonsense. They're just something to say, see, this is what happened, but it isn't what happened. But anyway, you know, I'm seeing a big not guilty verdict coming with Tyler, you know, with millions of dollars paid off for bad acting. So anyway, there's my prediction on that one. Follow the money, you know, basically. Speaking of bad acting, you know, Erica's stories look like Swiss cheese. You know, the holes are so big you could drive a truck through them. And she was never the saint she professed to be. You know, in fact, evidence proves quite the contrary. So I'm just wondering, does anybody else have a hard time even looking or listening to her? I can't. You know, is anybody else seeing any shape-shifting? I know people that were in charge of her editing, whenever they did videos, had to edit a lot of stuff out. But, you know, the only thing I can say is go Candace and Tucker. You know, there's a bunch of others. Both their ratings supersede, you know, the lamestream media, which proves the masses are waking up. And, you know, it's now obvious TPUSA has now become TP Israel, you know, completely against Charlie's wishes if you listen to any of his last podcasts, which just may have possibly gotten him killed. Anyway, trust your spidey senses and don't discount the obvious. You know, everyone knows it was the exploding mic. You know, allegedly, you know, Erica's family were involved in the company that builds these technologies for clandestine operations. So, you know, like the exploding pagers, you know, with Hamas and Gaza, you know, this is an old, and again, it's an old playbook. With the removal of evidence, you know, all the hand signals, you know, best friend casually walking away and the other shenanigans, you know, it was clear it was all orchestrated and with a lot of bad acting. You know, on the phone or not, no way anyone could miss the sound of a 30-06 and the screaming crowds. So the only real investigations are being done by podcasters and, you know, any real hunter, you know, tampon Tim excluded, you know, knows what the exit wound of an almost unstoppable 30-06 looks like. You know, I have two 30-06s myself. You know, one is a really old 30-06. It was a World War II sniper rifle used by my grandfather. And then I have a later version. But anyway, I used a standard military round and shot it right through a metal post surrounded by concrete, you know, from a discarded chain link fence. So compare that to a body. I mean, the bullet went right through the concrete, right through the metal post, the thick metal post, out the other side and kept going. So the Super Charlie Man of Steel just doesn't cut it. So this is really getting old. It's, and that's a problem anybody with any hunting experience would know exactly what's going on. So I have one question. The main question I have is why were there so many witnesses and 911 calls concerning a black SUV speeding down the road towards the hospital with a man resembling Charlie hanging out screaming? Now there's an image stuck in my head. No one's explained. That alone speaks volumes, so nobody's answered that one. Nothing to see here, folks. Anyway, I see a big guilt, not guilty charge coming for Tyler with a lot of million-dollar payoffs. Some have already been made, as in all murder cases, as we said, follow the money. Next topic is chemtrails. Turns out one of the biggest major chemtrail geoengineering companies is a joint Israeli-American company called Startup Inc. Wow. Boy, that country keeps popping up. I don't know why. Another one is Weather Inc., and in the past, a lot of fingers were being pointed to Evergreen tied to the CIA. There's no way the Air Force is not aware or involved, of what can only be an attack on humanity globally. Maybe missiles and rockets raining down on us from Iran is not what we really should be focusing on. The slow kill using heavy metals like strontium, aluminum, barium, biologicals, glyphosate, nanotech, plandemic starters, contaminating our air, water, land, and food supply, is really what our military should be protecting us from. So a lot of senators have come out with this, mainly Ted Kennedy, and scientists and biologists and farmers. They've all been warning us about the toxic dumps, along with the weather warfare, destroying crops and people's homes and we need food and shelter, period. End of story. It's a no-brainer. Anyway, I've seen gardens fail, coffee and macnut trees leaves turn brown and fall off immediately after heavy chemtrails. And this was with a lot of rain. There's no reason for that to happen. So imagine the loss to larger farms. So these storms, floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes are not normal. And we do have the technology to set off earthquakes and volcanoes as well. Tie that to the Zionist plan to create WW3 Armageddon to usher in their version of the Messiah, who will appear and install them as God's chosen ones with dominion over all others to do as they wish, and you have a very serious problem. A problem not being addressed by the lamestream media because they own them and the social media, They're going for the social media now, and it's a goal. They've been open about it, openly expressed by Netanyahu. So, these guys that are buying all the VPNs and all the social media outlets and everything, they are directly tied to Israel. So, they already own most of our politicians through AIPAC. So, if I were a conspiracy, not a theory, but fact person, I would say someone is trying to have total dominion over and depopulate the planet. It's not just the war in the Middle East killing people. Hospitals are full of people right now that shouldn't be there, basically. We're not even getting into the experimental injections that happen, which have now proven to be bioweapons for depopulation, basically. Anyway, so now we won't talk about that because that gets you demonetized. So forget I said that. Anyway, now the Middle East grids are failing, or down. Some are totally down. Desalination plants are offline and supply lines are cut off. Nuclear and oil facilities are being targeted, going up into the air and raining down on everybody. I mean, there's massive oil, that is the smoke from the oil depots and the other stuff. And I guess we still haven't gotten the facts on some buried nuclear sites that have been blown to smithereens. I don't know what's gone up in the air over that, but I'm sure it's not good. But anyway, the Iron Dome is failing and karma is coming home to roost. A little universal law is coming into effect. Whatsoever you do to others will be done unto you. These people are so arrogant. They think they can use technology, to override universal law or basic karma. And sorry, it doesn't work that way. There's a more extreme technology beyond your imagination. So anyway, where are the environmentalists? Come on, Greta, here's your chance to become relevant. Stop the global toxic skies. Get your flag and your marching and your boxes of food and head on over there. Actually, she did try. I'll have to give her credit for that. But anyway, all these global warming guys, all the pollution in the air, you might want to, take a look at that. And don't go after the people. Go after the people that are doing it, the people that are making the mess, not everyday people. But anyway, from the 10,000 foot level, this is really looking like a giant sacrifice to Baal or Baphomet, the hermaphrodite little g god. The inspiration behind all the gender confusion, the destruction of the family unit, could be an attempt at, WW3, Armageddon, to usher in the false messiah of the Zionists. This could be just one of those all the above questions. So anyway, that, this what's going on there, it's just begun. They're basically out of water. The supply lines are down for food. They have no refrigeration or air conditioning to escape the heat, or heat to escape the cold. They will have lots of material for bonfires, which seems to be popping up everywhere. But refugees are fleeing, creating a real strain on adjacent countries, and it's just not looking good for anyone. This whole mess we got into, I don't think they had any foresight, said, okay, if we do this, this is going to happen, and if they do this, this is going to happen. And where is the obvious, foresight of where this was going to head? Anyway, soon we'll probably be out of oil. Now, if you have a Tesla, don't be smug. How are you going to charge it? A lot of our grid is charged by oil, so we're not. The windmills and the solar panels just never cut it to keep the grid going. So imagine an electric car with a free energy generator. Just go one step further. How about anti-counter-gravity cars, with all the energy they need to travel generated, with one of these free energy generators? How about cars and trucks running on water? The technology already exists, but the problem is it would make people sovereign and not dependent on anybody, and that's why it's not coming out. So, why in the interest of national security are we not using it? Let's say they shut off, the oil from coming through the Straits of Hormuz, we go, oh, it's all right, we don't really need it, no problem. We've got free energy generators hooked up to our electric cars. You guys have a nice day. And then the oil we produce here would just flood the market, and prices would go down. So anyway, that really was the solution if anybody had any foresight. So we have to ask, could things being done in favor of the few, not the many? The fuel shortage is minor compared to what's happening in the Middle East. Gas shortages or price inhibiting driving, are already very serious in some countries. So Iran is the least of our worries, basically. So it looks like the 3 million plus Epstein files now are also becoming a treasure trove again, validating the conspiracy folks. Everything from baby eating, ritual child and human sacrifice, even human hunting, human eugenics, experimentation, child sex and drug trafficking, with children referred to as hot dogs and pizza, walnut sauce. Yes, Pizzagate has proven to be real, along with the adrenochrome production. Let's not forget that, drinking the blood of terrorized children. This is so, it's so decadent and so evil what's going on there that most people can't even handle it. You can't even handle looking at it. And what the people see that are rescuing these children and in these dumps and underground tunnels and things like that are, they're gonna need some major therapy after this. And I really think I, anybody involved in that when you're cleaning out these tunnels, I think should just be collateral damage, basically. Save the kids and whoops, you know. But anyway, it looks like a lot of billionaires, bankers, world leaders, CEOs, politicians, people in the movie and music industry, religious institutions, lamas, gurus, child protection services, corrupt players in the justice system, law enforcement, customs, you know, even folks in the spiritual and UFO and health guru community, you know, all the way down to the local levels are involved. You know, so and when I tell people about the Demiurge and the shadow god that's been running things, which time is up, actually, it's going to come to an end. You know, people don't believe you. They think you're crazy, but all you got to do is look at the extreme decadence of the Epstein files, and there's your answer right there. Something's running this. You know, it's called the Demiurge and the Archons and all the reptilians and grays and unseen negative influences and demons and all that crap, all the unseen influences that are tied to that. So anyway, here's a new one that just came out. It looks like trillions went to Biden from Venezuela. Oh, what do you know? You know, billions were sent to Iran by Obama, who funded ISIS, you know, and got a bunch of our troops killed over there, and other terrorist organizations. You know, millions were sent to Hamas by Netanyahu through Qatar. Or Qatar, depends on how you want to say that. You know, this is all orchestrated. You know, all these events happening over there in the Middle East are orchestrated. They're part of the greater Israel expansion program. And nothing is as you see. Nothing is as the mainstream news is reporting. So anyway, are we starting to see a pattern here, you know, connecting the dots? Is there a Zionist cabal deep state at the top benefiting from all this? You know, what are their goals and agendas? You know, are they the war and disease profiteers? You know, is there a take down America plan, overtax and exhaust the system with illegal aliens, demoralization, destroy the family unit, you know, divide through race and gender and destroy the economy, sending billions to Ukraine and Israel, you know, fighting for the greater Israel expansionism program, you know, agenda, basically, you know. Do you know Russia is an Orthodox Christian country that they totally threw out the international banksters, which is why we're supporting, you know, Ukraine, which used to be Khazaria, you know, home of the Zionists, basically. But anyway, the majority of people are against the wars, you know. So how can we live in a republic or democracy and still be jumping into these wars? I mean, you can tell the vast majority are done with it. They're just saying, you know, we were lied to concerning the reason we entered into past wars. There were false flags pushing us into war. If so, you know, who was behind them? You know, are they lying now? There were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. You know, as I said earlier in another show, like, Osama bin Laden didn't blow up the Twin Towers. We all know that. He's from Afghanistan. You know, come on. He had nothing to do with Iraq. So what was the real reason for going there? So anyway, the big question is, who's going to stop the madness, them bridled greed and lust for power? Who's going to arrest them? Who's going to prosecute them? The real takeaway from the Epstein files is these people under the present system, you know, they own are untouchable. You know, many billionaires, people doing as they wish with impunity, performing ungodly and decadent acts beyond the comprehension of most people now, unfortunately, you know, temporarily running the show. Notice I said temporarily. I don't want you to give up hope. Anyway, let's play a game. Let's say you're this omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent God looking down on all this, or even just an advanced civilization. You know, what would you do? You know, if people are, you know, let's just say karma is real. Universal law is the law of the multiverse. You know, where do you think this is going to end? There's a limit to allowing. And then ask yourself too, is the downward spiral sustainable? Like, any way you look at it, no matter what your belief is, there's always a lying belief, basically. None of this is sustainable. thinking that this is all going to go on business as usual is probably the biggest lie on the planet right now. Now, the microcosm we've been dealing with, concerning the moral and integrity challenge in the spiritual and UFO community, is minuscule compared to the global picture. And sadly, according to the Epstein files, the same elements have taken over the religious, spiritual, and the UFO UAP community. So anyway, do you really think any modern day prophet would be accepted in any of these organizations or venues? Have they all become a controlled narrative based on an external God no one can appease, seeking love, joy, acceptance, and approval externally? Are they all waiting for some, external savior or ET race to trespass on their free will and save them? When's the last time authentic contact with masters or benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced higher civilizations, some off world has been welcomed and celebrated? It's when over the past 400,000 years have the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced ones been recognized and honored and chosen to work with, basically? Anyway, advanced civilizations who have transcended war, disease, poverty, why are they censored with the highest threat status in the military? Why are you not hearing of the benevolent, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, in the limited hangout disclosure movements? What about in the congressional hearings? Are they a threat to the morally and integrity impaired? Of course they are. Anyway, I'm really starting to feel like Lot, when he was told to go and find 10 good men and I'll spare the city. He couldn't find one. I'm not saying there's more than one out there, but anyway, this is what things are degenerating to. So I found a handful of people who are authentic, supportive, can comprehend the importance of the work we're doing. And they're not brainwashed by social engineering and capable of rising to the occasion, thank God. Strong enough to take personal responsibility when their shit comes up and not project on others, with the foundation and the ability to shield and clear unseen negative influences. People that are aware enough to just say, "Hey, I need some help. Something's knocking on my door and it's trying to get me to do things I don't want to do." Basically, we're talking about people that are morally and integrity sound, that have the ability to set boundaries and not be bought, with the promises of fame and fortune. Those with discernment, with the eyes to see. What is sad, the leadership and a large part of the socially engineered society, again, as the Epstein files validate, fall into the other category. So anyway, where's the support for the authentic, those with a high degree of morality and integrity? Where are the people that will stand up for them when their character is assassinated with meritless gossip and rumors, generated by the competitive, morally, and integrity challenged, and especially in the UFO community and the spiritual community, basically. We don't have to be perfect to make this shift, just basically kind and loving. And, I really don't like making categories, yet there does seem to be, three kinds of people. Some can rise and fall into the three categories depending on their thoughts and actions. I mean, they can move back and forth between the categories. And so, in the Ethiopian Bible, there's the Helots, as Jesus referred to, and they're just businessmen and women, only interested in material and sense gratification, outer appearances. They're looking for acceptance, approval outside of themselves, and that's always temporary, because everything's temporary. But and some have taken it to the deepest levels, basically. But the next category they're the psychics, who feel there is more higher realms, but still need an external teacher or guru to tell them how to live, not trusting their own inner sensitivity, their own heart and soul or personal God connection. There's even some that want to be gurus for others, falling back into or below the first category. misusing those abilities. Then there's the incorruptible, the authentic, who wear, they're the authentic with their own personal God connection, driven by their own heart and soul, those that empower the individual. The last category receive little or no support, and they're often met with adversity, competitive character assassinations by the first two categories. They mirror and amplify the shortcomings, actions outside of the universal law of others. And this often results in jealousy, competition, backstabbing, a lot of nasty, meritless rumors and gossip, and coming from the lower levels. So there is a saying, messiahs die young on earth, time to take a different path, the upward spiral of evolution, live according to universal law, universal peace, brother sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. Start being kind and loving in service to humanity and the earth. Let's make, messiahs the authentic great again. This is the new mega movement. Messiahs and authentic great again. Be two M's though. That'd be okay. Let's make messiahs and the authentic great again. Let's make a t-shirt. Those with a high degree of morality and integrity, not profit-driven, external gratification, but from internally, from their own heart and soul, their own personal God connection. Basically, the all-loving, all-forgiving God, creator, great spirit, basically in everyone and everything. After all, where does everything come from? If God is omnipresent, how can anybody be separate? The illusion of separation is and always has been the problem. We fooled ourselves to think that we are separate from everyone and everything, and separate from the consequences of doing harmful acts to everyone and everything, basically. Unity is and always has been the solution. It's the antidote. Bottom line, is if we want to continue on this ascending planet called Earth, we're going to have to rise to the occasion, live according to universal law as all other advanced civilizations, throughout the multiverse, basically. Take the upward spiral, living a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. That's when you have contact. That's when the benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced beings come and see you, because your frequency calls it. It's not, it's the posers and the shills and the controlled narrative and planned opposition. Do you really think they have contact? They may, but with what? We're not talking anything good here. Basically, the downward spiral of division, competition, greed, at the expense of humanity, the earth is collapsing. It's not sustainable, as we are now observing. If you're really cashing in on this war and disease program, profiteers, if you're one of those people, it's going to come home. One day you're going to turn around and that war is going to come right to your doorstep. So is that disease. So you might want to recalibrate your program there. So anyway, it's time to prepare on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We are in for a wild ride. How we fare is determined by the road we take, our beliefs, attitudes, and actions. I prefer the good red road laid out by our ancestors. Always remember there's a lion believe. So whenever somebody say, "I believe," just know there's a lion there. It's according to their perspective. And that's, if you're coming from a victim perspective, everybody's a persecutor, basically. Or you're praying everybody's a savior. Where's the personal responsibility in that? Anyway, that's basically all I have for you today. There's a lot going on. Heads up, there's a lot of big rocks coming in. Not all of them are rocks. We're having X-class solar flares, that also creates severe weather. Increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. There's just so much going on. And right now, I know people are waiting for us to tell them when and where all these things are going to happen, but we're not always going to be here. And it's really important that each individual makes their own personal connection with Creator. Get your own, develop your own inner sensitivity and start listening because your souls are screaming to you. And some of your souls are saying, do this, do that. You might want to move. You might want to prepare. You might want to. And we're not listening. A lot of us are like that monkey, with his hand in the trap. People don't know about the monkey trap. They drill a hole in a coconut and tie it down. They put rice in, and the monkey sticks his hand, grabs a fistful of rice, and he can't get away. And they just run up and throw a net on him or bonk him on the head, whatever they need. But there are so many of us in that monkey trap, and we're afraid to let go. And the hunter's coming. Hunter just may be nature. So time to pay attention. Focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. Meditate. Develop your own inner sensitivity and really connect. Connect with the land. The land will talk to you. Watch the animals. The animals are talking to you. There's billions of crows in Israel right before all the rockets started slamming. They know something, just especially the crows anyway. But anyway, that's it. Have a great evening. Keep your heads up. A lot going on, and we'll bring you more news this next Saturday. Have a great evening. Good night.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.